Welcome, and thank you for joining the National Multiple Sclerosis Society's MS Learn Online Internet Program. I'm Rick Turner, your host and medical correspondent. Although there is still no cure for MS, there are various strategies available to modify the disease course, treat exacerbations, manage symptoms, and improve function and safety. In combination, these treatments enhance the quality of life for people living with MS. To help us better understand treatments that can modify the disease course is Dr. James Bowen. Dr. Bowen is the medical director for the MS Center at Evergreen Healthcare in Kirkland, Washington. Welcome to the program, Dr. Bowen.
Thanks, Rick. I'm glad to be able to join you today.
And glad you could join us. Dr. Bowen, I'd like to spend the entirety of this webcast walking through the options that people with MS have in terms of the disease-modifying agents. There are currently six of these agents, and three of them are called interferons. So let's begin there. What are interferons? How do they work? What's available there?
Interferons are a natural protein that your body makes in response to a number of stimuli. One of the most common stimuli that would cause your body to make this is a virus infection. They work in MS through a number of mechanisms. We don't entirely understand which of these mechanisms is the most important for their effect in MS, but we know that they affect the way that the immune system works, and they decrease the likelihood that these immune cells will get into the brain and cause damage to the myelin. There are three of them, AVONEX, BETA-CERON, and REBIF, and all three of these drugs are closely related to each other biochemically. The drugs are given by injection, so AVONEX is once a week intramuscularly, BETA-CERON is subcutaneous every other day, and REBIF is subcutaneous three times a week. The main side effects of the medicine is that about an hour or so after each injection, a person gets aching and fevers, similar to what you get when you have the flu. These side effects can be minimized by starting at a low dose and working up from that, and also by using over-the-counter analgesics like ibuprofen or aspirin or Tylenol. Also, over time, people will decrease the amount of flu-like side effects they get, so that by 6 months, the majority of people are really not having much in the way of flu-like side effects anymore. All of these three medicines have been shown to decrease the number of attacks that patients have with MS, and they also decrease the disability that results from the disease, and they have positive effects shown on MRI. So we have very solid evidence that they slow the course of the disease. A common misperception is that drugs don't make people feel better. They're really more like an insurance policy to prevent them from worsening over time rather than make them feel better right now.
And in terms of the types of MS these interferons are approved for, are they all the same?
So all three medicines are approved for relapsing remitting MS. And then there are additional indications for people that have their very first attack. We call that clinically isolated syndrome. And it differs from MS in that the patient has not had the multiple part of multiple sclerosis yet. So they have only a single attack in time. However, we know they're at high risk of going on to have MS. So AVONEX and BETA-CERON are approved for use in clinically isolated syndrome as well.
Copaxone is another option that people with MS have today. Dr. Bowen, what should our audience know about this particular treatment?
Copaxone is a different family from the interferon, so it's a different way of approaching the disease. This medicine really is a series of small peptides, which are small protein segments, and these segments resemble that of the major protein that's found in myelin. It's called myelin basic protein. This medicine is given subcutaneous injection and is done once a day. It has very few side effects other than at the injection site you can get a red spot. One of the few side effects that it has is something called a systemic reaction. And with this, we think that probably what happens is that the medicine gets injected accidentally into a vein, and the person gets this rush from an intravenous bolus of the medicine. The rush is unpleasant, and it feels similar to a heart attack, as chest pain, shortness of breath, anxiety. It actually is benign, and patients don't need to do anything about it. They can just simply go lie down. It'll pass in 15 minutes or so. This side effect is rare. It occurs in, one study had a 2-year study, and only 15% of patients got this side effect, and they got it, most of them, only once in the 2-year period. So for most patients, the major issue is just the site reactions where the injection is given.
And is Copaxone also approved for relapsing forms of MS?
Yes, that's right.
Now, Dr. Bowen, let's discuss Tysabri, the newest treatment option available. Tysabri hasn't been around that long, but it already has quite a history. Tell us about that.
Tysabri is an interesting medicine that is designed to block the white blood cells from being able to get out of the bloodstream. The cells circulate through the blood, and at some point they stick to the blood vessel wall. And then once they stick and stop moving, then they can crawl through the blood vessel and get out into the tissues. In the case of MS, this would be the brain. When they stick, they do it through a pair of proteins, one on the white blood cells, the other on the blood vessel, and it's sort of like the two sides of Velcro. So Tysabri is designed to stick to the white blood cell side of this Velcro, and it blocks the two sides from getting together, so the cell keeps moving since it's not able to stick and stop moving. The drug has undergone a number of studies, and because of the positive responses on these studies, it was actually released onto the market about 2 years ago. Unfortunately, after it had been on the market only 3 months, there were two cases of serious virus infection that were discovered and felt to be related to this drug. Because of that, the drug was abruptly withdrawn from the market, and the research studies stopped giving drug to patients as well. They went back and looked at the information from all of these patients and found a third case. So there's now been three serious viral infections out of 3,000 cases. So we think the risk present is about one case in 1,000 of getting this this infection. Unfortunately, the infection can be fatal, and it was fatal in two of these three cases. After looking at the safety of the drug for a year following the removal from the market, the drug has now been released back onto the market, and it can now be obtained. There's a program used to administer the drug called a touch program, and this is really a mechanism for monitoring the safety of the drug. So the places that prescribe the drug, as well as the pharmacy that dispenses it and the infusion center, all have to be certified on this touch program. It also requires that patients be monitored frequently every month to assure that they're not coming down with any complications. The drug is administered once a month intravenously at an infusion center. So the infusion part of it is relatively simple, and the side effects are really minimal aside from the risk of this virus infection.
Well, so far, Dr. Bowen, we've been discussing agents that are classified as immunomodulating. Novantrone is another option that some people with MS have, and it is classified as an immunosuppressant, different word. So explain to us the difference between these classifications, as well as some details about Novantrone. What is it and how does it work?
An immune modulator refers to changing the way the immune system works. So our immune system has many different styles that it can use to attack a target, and the immune modulators simply shift the immune system from one of these styles toward another. In MS, the goal is to switch it toward a style that's less likely to cause autoimmune disease. Immune suppressants across the board push the immune system downwards so that it is less reactive in a wide variety of styles of attacking a target. So in the case of Novantrone, this is actually a chemotherapy given at a mild dose, and it decreases the immune cells from a large variety of subsets of the immune system. So it really is a broad immune suppressant. We give it in low enough doses so that the risk of infection is really minimal with the drug. So in that regard, it's safe from an infectious side. Medicine is given intravenously again. And in this case, we give it once every 3 months, though some people have used other frequencies as well. The side effects of the drug are its major limitation. So the Novantrone is actually capable of causing cardiac damage, and it does this with increasing doses. So because of this, each dose we have to measure the cardiac function with an echocardiogram right before each dose to assure that no damage is developing. The echocardiogram is like an ultrasound of the heart, so it's a painless test. In addition, there's a lifetime limit to how many doses a person can get. And if the full dose of the medicine is used, this would end up being about 11 doses. So that means that most patients would be limited to about 2.5 years of use of this medicine. In addition to that side effect, there are some other side effects. The drug has some mild chemotherapy side effects. This would be very mild nausea. It decreases the white blood count for about 10 to 14 days, so there's a small risk of infection during that period of time. It can also cause some minor hair thinning. Most of these are quite minor. Two other side effects that warrant comment. One is that virtually all women that get this drug stop having their menstrual periods, and there's a small subset of them that do not regain them after stopping the drug. This would mean that they would be infertile if that were to happen. Fortunately, this does not happen so much in young women, but usually is more of an issue in patients that are in their late 30s or 40s. Another issue is a question about whether the drug might cause an increase in the rate of late leukemias. This would be because of the damage that it does to the white blood cells, that it could damage them enough that they could become leukemic white cells. The current data suggests that the rate that this would happen is about 0.25%, so about a quarter of 1%. The risk is low enough that it's difficult to tell to what degree this rate is higher than the normal population, but I think most people think that there is a small risk of developing leukemia on the drug.
And is it because of the cumulative effect of those risks you describe that there is this limit, this lifetime limit on the amount of Novantrone you can receive?
That's right. So a person with each dose, there's more suppression of the immune system and then risk of heart damage that's being done. So we monitor each dose, and then we stop at the lifetime dose of about 11 doses.
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today. Please join us for our continued interview with Dr. James Bowen, when we'll discuss MS treatment options, managing your decision. Thanks for joining us once again, Dr. Bowen.
Thank you.
The National MS Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice, published experience, and expert opinion, but do not represent individual therapeutic recommendation or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. If you have a question that was not addressed, please email us at mslearnonline@nmss.org. If you'd like more information on multiple sclerosis, click on the resources link on your screen or call the chapter nearest you for an answer to your question. You can reach your chapter by calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS, 1-800-344-4867. You may also want to check the National MS Society's website, where you'll find more information about today's topic and a menu of other webcasts available to participate in. Funding for this program was provided as an unrestricted educational grant from these National MS Society chapters. For the National MS Society, I'm Rick Turner, wishing you health and happiness.